Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. As we mark a significant milestone in the history of one of India's most economically vibrant states, it is worth pausing to reflect on the journey that has brought Gujarat to where it is today. First, let us consider the context in which Gujarat is celebrating its 66th anniversary. 1 May 2026 is a day of particular national importance as it marks the formation of Gujarat under the Bombay Reorganisation Act, 1960. The Chief Minister of Gujarat, Bhupendra Patel, addressed the state from Gandhinagar, while Prime Minister Narendra Modi, a former Chief Minister of Gujarat from 2001 to 2014, extended greetings to the people of the state. What makes this significant is that Gujarat's significance for Indian political economy and the BJP's national identity makes Gujarat Day a moment of particular national importance. Building on this, let us look at some key statistics that highlight Gujarat's importance. Gujarat has India's highest per capita income among large states, the longest coastline, and the largest manufacturing footprint per capita. Its share of India's manufacturing output, which is approximately 17%, is significantly larger than its population share, which is around 5.5%. Remember this number, 17%, as it is a crucial indicator of Gujarat's industrial prowess. Now, let us turn to the historical context that led to the formation of Gujarat. The state's formation was the result of the Maha-Gujarat movement, which took place from 1956 to 1960. This movement was an agitation for separate Gujarati-speaking statehood. A key historical source on Gujarat's political emergence is Yagnik's autobiography, Atmakatha, which is written in Gujarati and spans 6 volumes. With that background in place, let us look at the concept of the Gujarat Development Model. This model, which was popularized during Narendra Modi's tenure as Chief Minister from 2001 to 2014, refers to a particular approach to state-led economic development. The model is celebrated by its supporters for its high GSDP growth, which has been sustained at over 8%. However, critics, including notable economists like Jean Diazidi and Amartya Sen, who wrote An Uncertain Glory, point out that the model has its limitations. Crucially, these limitations include lower-than-expected social development indicators. Gujarat's child malnutrition, infant mortality, and female literacy rates lag behind its income level. Additionally, there is unequal regional development, with Saurashtra and Kutch trailing behind the southern Surat-Vadodara belt. Land acquisition controversies, such as those surrounding the Tata Nano and Mundra port projects, have also been a concern. Furthermore, tribal welfare gaps persist, with Gujarat's tribal districts having poorer outcomes than tribal regions in some other states. It is worth pausing here to note that defenders of the model argue that these gaps are narrowing and that high-growth states create the resources needed for social investment. But why does this matter? The answer lies in understanding the complex interplay between economic growth and social development. Now, let us turn to Gujarat's role in national politics. Gujarat occupies a special place in Indian political consciousness, being the birthplace of Mahatma Gandhi, the international symbol of nonviolent resistance, in Porbandar. It is also the birthplace of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, known as the Iron Man of India, who was the first Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister of India. The Statue of Unity, the world's tallest statue at 182 meters, is located at Sardar Sarovar. Moreover, Gujarat is the birthplace of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who was born in Vadnagar and served as the Chief Minister of Gujarat from 2001 to 2014. The 2002 Gujarat riots were a defining political event of the post-Babri Masjid era. Moving on to the constitutional provisions for Gujarat, it is essential to understand the legal framework that governs the state. However, it is also important to consider the ongoing debate about Gujarat's development model and its implications for the state's future. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Gujarat's per capita income is the highest among large states in India. The state has the longest coastline and the largest manufacturing footprint per capita. Its share of India's manufacturing output is approximately 17%, which is significantly larger than its population share of around 5.5%. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The key concepts to focus on include the Mahagujarat movement, Indulal Yagnik, the Gujarat development model, Vibrant Gujarat, Sardar Patel, the Statue of Unity, Mundra Port, and Vadnagar Modi. These topics are crucial for understanding the complexities of Indian politics and economy and will be essential for your preparation for the UPSC exam. In conclusion, as Gujarat marks its 66th anniversary, it is a moment to reflect on the state's journey and its significance in the Indian political economy. The Gujarat development model, with its strengths and weaknesses, continues to be a topic of debate, and its implications will be felt for years to come, both within the state and at the national level.